from Germany and an album called Revelations. That's a fresh spin from Maia and the Angels of Libra. And Kava, before that, The Lost Fingers with Rush's Tom Sawyer. And this episode is full of fun. Our next song is a funny tune. Thanks for joining me for this ride in the global side. My name's Cal Coat. This is World Beat Canada Radio. all haunting and completely different from our vaults. That is the music of Giramondù, Verdi Domain, there from Corsica. Before that, Nataraj XT, and a funny tune, Indian fusion, retaining the transcendence of Indian classical. Here is a fresh spin from Vanessa Bumagni. She is a Brazilian singer with a 30-year career behind her, from an album called Cinema Apocalypse. It's Tudo Este Bem from World Beat Canada Radio. Tudo está bem, tudo está bem, tudo está bem. Olha em volta e tudo tá. Tudo está bem, tudo está bem, tudo está bem. Olha em volta e tudo tá. Tudo está bem, tudo está bem, tudo está bem. Olha em volta e From Senegal, ritualistic vocals and rock discord. That's Endox Electrique and Hey Ye Nalin Uyu. Before that, we heard from Vanessa Boumagni and Tudo Estebem. Not to linger on those who have gone before us, but I also thought it was a real shame about losing Sinead O'Connor this year. And from what I think was her last album, which is I'm Not Bossy, I'm the Boss, she kind of reinvented herself and gave herself 8 good reasons for sticking around. That's coming your way next on this episode of World Be Canada Radio. Thanks for being here. My name's Cal Cote.
all the problems through the windows like if no one was there. If I was not at home in 30 minutes asking how was your day, the plants would dry with all the peace and all the fire could spread. I've been stupid, I've been dying, I wasn't really insane, but I don't got more words to say. So now, please don't make me say that you're not that beautiful in every single day.
Slice of tropical pop from where they know something about it, southern Brazil. That is Mandela Mecca and More Than the Weather. Before that, we heard from the late Sinead O'Connor and a stunning song, Eight Good Reasons. That's your palate cleanser for today. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Cal Copyright Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Both programs are featured on social media. We both have our own Facebook pages, and you'll find players and playlists for each and every episode right there. You can also visit our website, worldbeatinternational.com, and subscribe to our weekly e-blast, which comes out every Friday. And that way you'll get our charts, you'll get our album covers of the week, you'll get our blog, all kinds of interesting stuff to help you appreciate the global grooves that we bring you each and every week. We'll take this home with another fresh spin and a new album from Sinego, a Mexican-Colombian artist, and Benjamin Carrion. But our last word we'll give to anti-journalist Hunter S. Thompson, who said, in a closed society where everybody's guilty, the only crime is getting caught. In a world of thieves, the only final sin es stupidity.
Benjamín Carrión, él hizo más grande nuestra patria. La llevaba orgulloso como una flor en el ojal a donde iba. Benjamín Carrión.
Copyright Communications.
This is Bird Note. Some birds are rare. Some birds are shy. Some birds dwell in remote, utterly inaccessible forests and swamps and deserts. Not the long-eared owl. Though it's hard to estimate the populations of nocturnal birds, there may be as many as 5 million long-eared owls in the world. They aren't particularly shy, and in many places they breed and winter right in towns and cities. And yet, even by owl standards, the long-eared owl is a rarely seen bird. Even if you're constantly on the lookout for this handsome mid-sized owl, it's a red-letter day when you actually get to see one. It's not a question of rarity, shyness, or inaccessibility. It's a combination of plumage and habits that makes the long-eared such a find. The mixture of warm browns and cool, bark-like grays lends the bird an astonishingly branch-like appearance. When people or other potential predators approach, long-eareds further enhance their invisibility by closing their orange eyes and stretching their bodies as close to the vertical as possible. Even to an extremely practiced human eye, they become nothing more than a jagged stump in the roost tree. Sometimes, just knowing they're out there, somewhere, has to be enough. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
CJSO